This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الشيخان فيما اتفقا عليه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسأله. The hadith tonight is a collection of both Bukhari and Muslim narrated to us by Abu Huraira. So within the theme, obviously, still of treating your parents and relatives with excellence, and I'm going to talk about that for a little bit longer. I will come to a point where I'll say a few things that both children and parents may not fully like, but I'll leave that until a bit later within the series of these reflections. First of all, I'm going to establish very clearly, so that there's no misunderstanding of anything that I say, that right after the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into your life, your parents, that is not debatable, and I'm not debating that. And no one with a sound mind, no Muslim with sound mind would debate that, and I'm not going to do that. We're going to refine a little bit what that definition is, how it's supposed to present itself, what the rights are, and what is actually lawful and godly. And that's just a matter of perspective and era, time, space, and people's experiences and urf do have some effect on that. That's important. This is an issue of jurisprudence. But the hadith tonight is a hadith that I think every one of us heard when they were maybe grade one or two. Maybe younger. It's a hadith that's just a household one that you'll hear when you're a kid, and then you know it. And even if you don't memorize the word, you just know, you know, you've heard it, you understand kind of how it works. But I want to point out a few aspects of it that maybe aren't always thought about. So the Abu Huraira tells us that a man, this is the wording, and the rajulan ata an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasa'ala, a man came to the Prophet and asked him, faqala ya Rasulullah, man ahaqqu an-nasi bi husni sahabati aw suhbati, who is the person who's worthy most of my good companionship? That's the question. Is sahabati or suhbati, both have the same meaning. He did not come and do this hadith so that we would memorize it in grade one as a bir al-walidain hadith, even though that's what it is. He came and asked the question genuinely. There was no context outside of him just saying, like, who should I spend the most time with? And who should I be the best? Who is it that deserves my full attention and my care and my good companionship? We all have this... You know, there's always, every one of us has a side of them that's very caring and loving and compassionate, and a side that's not, to say the least. And you kind of bring out who you are depending on how you're feeling and how the day is going and who you're dealing with. So this man was just interested to kind of ask that question in terms of my best. Where do I put that? Like, I want to know who's worthy of my best. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, without missing a beat, the question, like all the other questions that he was asked, alayhi salatu wasalam, there's always a little bit of a slower, number one, number two. Here, it was really quick. Qala ummuk, he said, your mother. They said, okay. Thumma man, who's next? And he didn't do that so that we would memorize ummuka thumma, no. Because he was like, oh, I know that. I mean, aside from that. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you ask a question and you're like, no, I don't mean that. I want the something else. So, thumma man, okay, I get that. He said, ummuk, your mother. Thumma man, all right, ya Rasulullah. Qala ummuk, three times. And then he said, no, thumma man. Qala abuk, wa fi riwaya qala adnak. Meaning whoever's closer after that from your relatives. He didn't even say necessarily your dad. Just so you guys all be happy. Yeah. You know, it don't matter that much, yeah, in comparison. But so one hadith says abuk, your father, and the other one says adnak, meaning the second, whoever is closer, because sometimes you're living in a situation where he's not the closest person, someone else actually kind of financially took care of you or is closer to you, so there's different family dynamics. But he was very clear, alayhi salatu wasalam, because it's very weird. From an Arabic culture perspective, it's very weird for the Prophet alayhi salam to answer the same name three times in a row. It's understood with the first time. He doesn't have to say it again. You understand what I'm saying? Like, from an Arabic culture perspective, the way the language works and the way they would talk about things, for him to be asked who and to say your mother, and then to be asked again and to say the same name, is an awkward kind of way of putting things. That's not common. That's not how they would speak. And for him to do it three times in a row was for the sole purpose of explaining the importance. This is beyond making the status of the mother important. That's beyond that. It goes beyond just making it important. Saying that there's no, it's almost offering the concept of exclusivity. It's almost to say that exclusively it's your mom. Like the best of you should come out with her and for her. And she's the most worthy person of that. He's almost, with three times in a row, is saying no one else comes even remotely close to her. Not even remotely close to her status. Like it's a number one and then a huge drop. And then you have number two and three and four and five and whatever. It's like there's no comparison. Always going to be your mother. Because again, it's the simple value of human decency that will guide this. It's loyalty. This person took care of you before you were able to do anything for yourself. Aside from before you even were presented as a creature to this world, she took care of you. There is an aspect of just decency because, and it's really weird that we don't see that sometimes. Like it's very, I don't understand it. Well, I do, but when you think about it, like it's kind of, how is it? If anyone does, if right now I did a ma'ruf for you, you would, if you're a decent person, you would remember. You did a ma'ruf, so you did something nice, so you always want to pay back. What about carrying you around inside for making sure, giving you their own blood? What about that? What about feeding you from their own body? How is that not, like, obviously, his answer, alayhi salatu wasalam, the way he's answering is to say, obviously your mother. But who next? No, your mother. No, I mean who next? No, you. Not no, who's next? No, you, it's your mother. And then your mother, and then your mother. Of course it's your mother. That question shouldn't even be asked. The person who's worthy most of your best companionship is her. Look what she did for you. No one can do that for you. Yeah, your father, you know, worked and spent some wealth on you, and our contribution to the existence of a child is very pitiful. After that, we use our wealth for whatever, you know, as much as we have of it. But the mother, she gives everything. She gives her soul, her body. She's up. It's very. I didn't understand this until I had my first child, and I saw the difference of the contribution to this child's well-being. And I knew this is not. Of course, he's always going to be loyal to her. He better be. If there's any khayr in him, he will be. If there's any khayr, and for our sisters, just something to think about. If your husband is always obsessed by his mother, but be happy about that. I know it's hard to be happy about that. Don't get me wrong, it's hard. But because that's the how he should be. And that kind of says that inshallah his son will be the same. Because that's human decency. If he's not, you may be happy short term, but I would be very scared if I were you. I'd be very scared if he was not loyal to his mother. Because if he's not loyal to someone like that who did that for him, how much loyalty do you think he'll have for you when you compare what you've actually offered him? So it's an important concept, and I think it's very beautiful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon our mothers, whether they are alive or dead, and allow us to show a birr to them within our lives. But that's what his answer, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is not to demean the status of fathers by any means. That's not the point of this. Hopefully, that's understood. But it's just his answer, alayhi salatu wasalam, was the way he answered it, I just need to kind of convey to you what that answer meant. He's like saying, no, this is a no-brainer. Obviously, it's her. It's her every time you ask the question, for as long as you want to ask it. But if you're insisting on who's knowing who's next, as your father, whoever comes next in terms of your relatives, but it's her. And I think that's something worthy of sharing. يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أن رجلا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فسأله فقال يا رسول الله من أحق الناس بحسن صحابتي أو صحبتي؟ فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أبوك. أو قال أدناك. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله